I recall is several people using the word Roswell, and that must be where the crash occurred then, and then they brought them to the other place. It looked like at an airport facility where there was like a rather good-sized building, a hangar, where they had the spaceship and that where they had the bodies.
Mm-hmm. Was it an intact ship?
No. No, it was badly damaged.
Was there anything written on the ship?
No. Not anything I saw, no. By the time I saw it.
Can you describe what it looked like? Did you touch the...
Yeah, they didn't let me do that, but the other people were permitted to do that because they were very curious about knowing what kind of materials they were. The body of the ship was... The body of the ship was what I would call today rather a reflective material, but when you looked at it and you were close to it, it was rather dull. So it had to be energetically reflective or translucent or glowing. And it was disc-shaped, and it was not too high. It was sort of concave, you know.
How big was it?
Oh, gee, let me see. It was, I'm very bad at large room, and it was easily 1/4 the size of the room it was in.
Were you able to go inside?
No, I wanted to, but the others did go inside. Yeah, they went inside. I was not permitted to do that. Not being one of the upper echelon. I was just one of the gophers, you know, going for this, going for that, you know. I was nobody. But they went inside. They also wanted to see the method of propulsion. They were interested to see. They wanted to see if they had any other types of control devices or communication devices or what kind of even things they had for the journey. In other words, if they had come such a long distance, how were they able to do that, and so forth, you know, what you and I would call food or respiratory gases, you know, what did they use? They were very interested in identifying that.
Did it look like in...
Some of them told me, yes, and it's very much, oddly, like a lot of science fiction movies today. A lot of equipment, very trim, all along the perimeter, things that would come up from the floor automatically, pods that would come out, things like that.
Can you tell us a little bit about the beings and communicated empathic? What kind of information was given? Did they ask you anything, and did you ask them anything?
It was both ways. We asked them several questions, and they asked us several questions. Not myself individually, or me particularly, but the people I was with. They wanted to know how long we lived. They wanted to know if there were some conditions that terminated what we call, quote-unquote, our life. In other words, what you and I would consider diseases or stresses on our body to terminate our life. Let me see if I can remember. I thought I'd never forget some of this. I don't know why my mind is so blank on some of these things. They asked a lot of the scientists what was their best system of going out into the atmosphere or going into the ocean, and how deeply we had penetrated galaxies, things like that. And of course they were very quick to let us know that we didn't know anything. They did not menace us or threaten us at all, because they knew right away we were intellectually inferior and scientifically inferior.
Then how was it that they crashed? Was there any information about that, if they have such technology? How is it that...
Something had gone wrong, and that was one of the major things that we asked them. We asked them what they ate. We asked them what kind of gases they needed. We asked them about their life support, their origin. We asked them what they used for propulsion. We asked them what there was, things like that. And we asked them what they thought went wrong, you know, and why they were, first of all, even coming here. Why did they come to visit us?
Do you remember what they said?
They're so obviously superior. Why would they want to come to Earth?
What did they say?
Well, this one indicated, at least telepathically, they don't have a sex like we do, so I can't say he or she or something. It indicated that they were exploring intergalactic space, what we would call intergalactic space. He didn't call it that. Search a better source than where they were. They were running into a problem where they are from because of some physical condition, energy-wise. And they needed to go some other place. And so we took it that they were wanting to maybe colonize some other place. And they were finding that Earth was entirely unsuitable to them. That's why they were, because they found out that we are not at their level at all, so they had nothing to fear from us.
How little they know. They would have a lot of fear. But they still didn't know what happened to their propulsion system that would have brought them down?
No, they didn't exactly know. They knew that it was a malfunction of something, but they didn't know. And in fact, one being just on the verge of trying to go with a couple engineers and scientists into it in more detail when he succumbed. It succumbed. And they couldn't bring him back.
Were they only one ship, or did they? Were they just there by themselves as a scout ship, or were there any others in the Armada?
They claimed there were 8. That was a Maverick that somehow lost position or something. I don't know whether it was a time warp or what, but they got out of the direction where the others were even going. And one ship, he claimed, crashed in Siberia in the same group. Of course, he didn't know what it was called, but we told him it's the United States.
Did he say where they were from and what star system? You said, and were they from this galaxy?
They indicated to us that they were not from our galaxy, definitely not from our galaxy. And the star system, the name was absolute gibberish to us. We didn't know what it meant.
Was that at that point in time? Do you have any knowledge whether we found that star system now?
So far as I know, we still have it unknown.
And how many people were around when you were there, or were there government people, were there other scientists?
There were government people, there were military people, there were scientists, there were lower echelon people. There were many individuals about both men and women, many people.
How did you get from where you were with the scientist you were with to that point of where the ship...
The military vehicles to the site.
Were you interrogated at all before they allowed you to see this?
No, because I was just sort of in the background, and I was just, you know, I had no positive, even fifth or sixth line interest in it or anything. I was just to be in assisting the scientist that I was with and part of his entourage, so to speak. that's why I was there, and I was just permitted to be there.
How did you feel when you saw this and saw what was taking place?
Well, I was quite overwhelmed and awed. Real or fantasy, I wondered whether there was somebody playing a terrible, untruth on us. It's just that the people, there was such activity and behavior and interest on the part of people, I knew it was something serious.